This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I saw an article titled "The False God of Feelings." It made me think about a conversation I was having with a group of friends of mine, and we were talking about developing these various programs, TV projects, and everything this particular gentleman was talking about, and he's in his late 60s, maybe 70s, vibrant guy, you know, really cool cat, you know, love being around him, and everything he talked about was from, you know, this very conservative perspective. And he, I looked at the TV production they did, and I go, guys, that's boring. I went, where's the multimedia? Where's all this going on? Where's the ticker tape running below? Where's the picture in picture and all this? And he was like, well, that's distracting. And I said, yeah, for your generation. I go, who are you trying to reach? You trying to reach the Geritol, the Lawrence Welk watchers? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Three very talented guys. A guy who worked in Hollywood for decades is a production guy. The host is one of the wealthiest people I know, and he's a radio TV guy from years gone by. Still looks good. He's 70 years old. I swear he looks like he's 50. And the other guy was a, you know, guy who put the piece together and all that. All guys in their, you know, 60s and 70s. And They're proud of this production. And I said, guys, that production will go nowhere. You won't get 250 people to watch it. And I go, look at the energy you put into it. Great interview, by the way. Talking about Nepal and poverty and all these different things. And he interviewed a millennial. And so I said, do you understand that the kids of today, and so the first thing my buddy goes, well, are you trying to want us to reach millennials? I said, no, I don't give a crap about millennials. I'm talking about people who are now having our sensibilities tested. I said, right now as we sit here and speak, I'm looking at all of you, and I could be giving you each directions, and you're paying attention to me. You are stuck in the idea that you're only able to do one thing, but you're doing many, many things right now. All of you are watching me. And I said, and I told them of an interview I had at Xerox where three people interviewed me and they talked simultaneously. And for an hour, I would have to listen to three conversations and answer them. Well, let me get to your question first because it's the easiest. Bam. Now, you asked me, Gene, about such and such. Bam. And while I'm doing that, another person starts to talk. Then I answer the next person, et cetera. And when I finished interviewing, I called my brother, who was an executive at Xerox, and I said, I said, that was the strangest interview I've ever done in my life. I can't believe these people were over talking to each other. He goes, we do that intentionally. I said, what? Keep in mind, this is in the 80s. He says, we do that intentionally. We want to know, can you multitask? Can you listen to different things and get... And I was like, really? Because no other interview that I've been, it was one-to-one. A person asked you a question, then the next person, then the next person. That was the only interview I had. So then I relate to these gentlemen a story where I said, my oldest son, was an intern at Google. And he said, Dad, if I was sitting at the table, not while we're in a meeting, not working on my cell phone, I got chastised. I said, get out. He goes, no. At Google, while things are going on, they expect you to be solving problems. If somebody says they have a problem, you're sending an email right then and there to take care of it. I said, I want you to imagine while we three gentlemen sit here, I'd be on my smartphone responding, doing things. Ron says to me, the buddy I'm talking about, he goes, Kevin, I'd be insulted. He goes, I'd stop and just let you finish. I said, that's not the way of the world anymore. I said, and if you don't believe me, look at how you are assessing information. You too are on Twitter. You're on Facebook. You're on your smartphone. You've got TVs up and you're listening to people. You just think that things are going the way that you want it to go because you're stuck in the false god of feelings. That was the reason for this whole thing. The false god of feelings. The production you made, you looked at it and went, this is awesome. It is the false god of feelings. It is the very same thing that got Hillary Clinton beaten on election night, November 8th of 2016. The false god of feelings. When I sit here on this radio show and talk to you about different things, I'm not trying to give you, this is what I feel, no doubt about it. But I'm not going to get it right every time. I'm not trying to say that. But here's what I will tell you. It's based on good quality analysis, some idea of what I think is going on, looking at the temperature of the water and making a determination of, do I want to go in? And that's why I'm going to get it right more than I get it wrong. It's the same way in management consulting. You go into a company, it isn't what they tell you, it's what they don't tell you. It isn't what somebody says, it's what they don't say. It's the innuendo underneath the things that these people are talking about. Rarely will somebody tell you, this is the way it is. It's rare. You go into a company, they'll give you the highlights, things you can read in an annual report or things that you've seen on TV or whatever. They're not going to tell you the underlying issues. That is the secret. And it may not be, I'm not talking about the corporation's secret. That's the individuals within the corporations, their secrets. How they don't give a crap about what the corporate makes because they get paid on a divisional basis or whatever it may be. There's a multitude of reasons why people aren't upfront about what their motives are and things like this, because they don't want you to know. You have to be able to discern it. And so the false god of feelings is when you look at it and go, I've done this 1,000 times. Here's the way it works. No, it works differently every time. You need to resign yourself to that. And the beauty of what we do, it's not based on emotion. When I come on this radio show or go on TV or wherever and talk about the things that are bothering me, it is not an emotional thing. It is based on things that I've looked at and discerned and read between the lines. And that's why I try to help you connect the dots. It is the false god of feelings that get people in trouble. Ask questions. Be probing. Don't ask direct questions. I was talking to a friend of mine who has a way of everything is she's a hammer and everything's a nail. And I said, you got to stop that. You got to become more clever about how you go at these different things. And I was so happy that I think she got it. She's going to be a powerful person in politics, but she's got to change her style. This is true of many people. You can be powerful around the people that know you, but you may have to adjust your style. And part of that is you cannot believe in the false god of feelings. What you believe doesn't mean that it's going to be that way. And by the way, what you believe may not be you looking at yourself holistically. It may be that you're stuck in a way that you see yourself and you refuse to see that you really have evolved. Like my 70-year-old friends, they and you are closer to millennials than you probably think.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We got so much to talk about today. Each and every day. I remember when I started radio, I would kind of struggle. I'd be like, okay, there's topics, but what do we talk about? How do we talk? And I would just flood it all in. And let me tell you, I can get up in the morning. There is so much. One topic. And you could go at least an hour. Which is only, what, 44 minutes or so of radio. But I'm telling you, it's crazy. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Obama called the attack on Christians in Sri Lanka, the Muslim terror attack, an attack on Easter worshipers. He couldn't even say Christians. You want to know why? It's very slick when he says, these attack on Easter worshipers. That's a horrible thing. Attack on people on Easter, you know, just celebrating, you know, whatever they celebrate on Easter, you know. And it was, he can't call it an attack on Christians. Neither could Hillary Clinton. It was a coordinated thing. They did not say an attack on Christians. Because what would that do? It might tie back to Notre Dame. Here's what's interesting. Have you heard anything more on Notre Dame? An iconic building burned, what, a few days ago? Less than a week ago. Have you heard anything about Notre Dame? No. Because let me tell you why. They're investigating it, and they're finding out it was probably Muslims. That's going to be my bet. Now, there are going to be people, I'm sure, fact checker, Politico or something. Kevin Jackson said Muslims did it. No, what I said is, when they stop talking about it, generally speaking, it's because they don't want you to know what they're finding out. They don't want to tell you. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. An attack on Easter worshipers. They don't want you to even say Christian, because if they say Christians were attacked by Muslims, that's bad. The over 1,000 attacks of various Christian entities in France last year, and hardly a peep. I was in France to go there. The French, you know, we're also inviting the Muslims, a great part of our culture, blah, blah. But let me tell you something. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Google Muslims, France, and find out how many no-go zones there are. Places that the French cops, there are videos of the French police being chased out of Muslim areas of France. If you go to France, think I'm lying. You can talk to any Frenchman, if you can speak French, but a lot of them speak English, but you can talk to them, and you know what they'll tell you when you're on the metro? They'll tell you, well, don't go there. Don't go to that area. Don't take the metro to this blah, 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 because it is very dangerous there. Two of my French adopted sons have been attacked just walking near the Muslim area, which, by the way, is growing like a cancer. That's what's happening in France. Beat up for no reason. One of them, his name is Geoffrey. Geoffrey smokes. So a guy walks up to him, a Muslim guy, and says, hey, you know, can I bum a cigarette? And he's like, sure. So Geoffrey pulls a cigarette out, and he says the next thing he knows, he's surrounded by five or six Muslim guys, and they start beating the crap out of him. He was so angry. He was an intern that came to live with me, and he actually said to me, Kevin, will you teach me how to fight? He goes, because I don't want that to happen again. I said, I'm happy to do it. Because you get one of those guys, or two of them, and you'll be able to handle them. So we spent the year, me teaching him how to make sure he can handle himself. This is what's going on. But, hey, yeah, I guess it was an attack on whatever day worshipers when they beat up Geoffrey or beat up Flo. Florian was my other, my first of the French adopted kiddos. And he gets beat up for no reason. He says, Kevin, this happens all the time in Toulouse. He lives in Toulouse. Geoffrey lives in Paris. Attack on Easter worshipers. What a way to put it, Barry. Crazy. The left are crazy people, folks. I didn't talk about this debate. I didn't watch it. I forgot about it, to be honest with you. So I'm sorry I didn't talk about it the other day. But as I was, prepping for the show, I was like, oh my gosh, that debate happened with the Democrats. And a lot of stuff came out over that debate. I'm going to get into part of it a little deeper, because one of the things that people discussed was, should criminals be able to vote? And there were very interesting takes from the Democrats on this. And they're divided pretty widely on it. But here's some takeaways. Bernie supports the rights of criminals no matter what. Kamala Harris was undecided. I keep calling this guy Buttigieg, but his name is like Buttigieg. I don't even know how to say it. I'm going to have to listen to one of these other guys say it again. But he is not for the rights of criminals to vote while they're in prison, but only when they're out of prison. Elizabeth Warren wants to tax rich people to pay for other people's debt. She's also a reparations pusher, as is Cory Booker. And the other guy, that mayor or whatever, I can't pronounce it, he's in a fake feud with Mike Pence. Because he wants people to believe that the Christian Mike Pence doesn't like his gay lifestyle. Buttigieg. I say it's Buttigieg, but it's not that. That's what it looks like on paper, but it's like Buttigieg or Buttigieg, something like that. Anyway, all these guys have, it's interesting to watch them because they have so many contradictions. And in fact, they're starting to fight each other a little bit. We'll talk about that a little bit more in the broadcast as well. Kamala Harris, not only was she talking about the the prisoner, or she was wishy-washy on whether prisoners should vote. But on guns, she wants to take yours. Meanwhile, she's got hers. Did we ever talk about that? Kamala Harris is a gun packer, and she doesn't want you to have one, but she's got hers. She says, why do you need it? Well, I need it for protection. What do you need yours for? If you're a member of the NRA or you pack a gun, what do you need your gun for? Are you robbing banks? Are you carjacking? Or do you carry it for protection? I suspect you carry it for protection. I'm just going to guess. Anyway, O'Rourke, he's out there. He's in trouble. I'll explain that in a little bit. Maybe we'll get to it. We'll see. We got so many things to talk about. Border immigration issues, the economy. And what's funny to hear the Democrats try to torch the economy. Even though the economy's good, well, it's really bad. Doesn't mean it's, just because it's good doesn't mean it's good. Haven't you learned that? It's funny to listen to them. The other thing they want you to believe is that we, the conservatives, we want voter disenfranchisement. We don't want people to vote. I'll disprove all of it. And not only that, as I've done many times, I'll dare any of you to get me the smartest Democrat, you know, the smartest leftist, the smartest progressive. Have them call the show. And you will watch your instructor beat up their instructor. Because I'll kung fu them right here. Verbal kung fu. Pow, 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 pow. It will be over in minutes. I will destroy their argument. So it's out there. I put it in the ether. Democrats, any of you want to debate, bring it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says Democrats don't need to see the president's tax returns.
IRS has investigated his taxes. They exist to come after us if we don't pay our taxes. And they're confidential and they don't leak. If they haven't gone after him on taxes for that 6-year period, then there's nothing wrong with his taxes. Then they can't investigate his taxes better than the IRS. They want his taxes to embarrass him.
Giuliani was speaking there on Fox News. Now, yesterday was a House Democrat-imposed deadline for the IRS to turn over 6 years of the president's tax returns. Lori Loughlin is planning to use the "we didn't know" defense in the college cheating scandal. TMZ is reporting that Loughlin and her husband are going to say in court that the $500,000 they donated to a bogus charity they didn't know would be used as a bribe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. We also stock the quantities of the supplies you use most. Buy in bulk and get additional savings on fence pickets, posts, and concrete every day. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See ProDesk for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Senator Sanders, you have said that you think that people with felony records should be allowed to vote while in prison. Does this mean that you would support enfranchising people like the Boston Marathon bomber, a convicted terrorist and murderer? Do you think that those convicted of sexual assault should have the opportunity to vote for politicians who could have a direct impact on women's rights?
Okay, thank you for the question. And let me just say this. What our campaign is about and what I believe is creating a vibrant democracy. Today, as you may know, we have one of the lowest voter turnouts of any major country on earth. I want to see us have one of the highest voter turnouts. And by the way, what we're seeing is more young people getting involved in the political process, but not enough. And in my view, if young people voted at the same percentage that older people voted in this country, we would transform this nation. But to get to your point, we live in a moment where cowardly Republican governors are trying to suppress the vote. And in fact, right here, as you may know, in New Hampshire, the legislature and the governor are working hard to make it more difficult for young people to vote. And to me, that is an incredibly undemocratic, un-American process. And I say to those people, by the way, if you don't have the guts to participate in free and fair elections, you should get another job and get out of politics. All right? So we gotta. So here is, and to answer your question, as it happens in my own state of Vermont, from the very first days of our state's history, what our Constitution says is that everybody can vote. That is true. So people in jail can vote. Now, here is my view. If somebody commits a serious crime, sexual assault, murder, they're going to be punished. They may be in jail for 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, their whole lives. That's what happens when you commit a serious crime. But I think the right to vote is inherent to our democracy. Yes, even for terrible people. Because once you start chipping away and you say, well, that guy committed a terrible crime, not going to let him vote. Or that person did that, not going to let that person vote. You're running down a slippery slope. So I believe that people who commit crimes, they pay the price. When they got out of jail, I believe they certainly should have the right to vote. But I do believe that even if they are in jail, they're paying their price to society. But that should not take away their inherent American right to participate in our democracy.
Once you start chipping away, welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson to you're listening to KJRadio.com. Start chipping away at the right to vote. You chip away, then suddenly it's everybody, blah, blah, blah. Okay, Bernie. Yep. Chipping away. 844-551-8255. Hey, what about once you start adding to it incrementally? Like, illegals. It's funny. Bernie makes it sound like he's protecting the right of American citizens. protecting the rights of American citizens. But everything that the Democrats are doing are saying, how precious is that vote when it's watered down with illegals? How precious is it then? Now, Bernie really screwed up there. He really did. And I think he's not politically... Here's what I'll give him credit for. He told the truth. Bernie Sanders told the truth. Don't be surprised if Bernie Sanders sometime during this campaign, backs away from that last part where he says, even if they're in prison, I predict he backs away from that because he's going to say, you know, they've infringed on the rights of others. I'm going to have to say that I was wrong in saying that. I believe that's what he's going to say. Now, he made a big mistake. Everybody on the... Kamala Harris was uncommittal, and we're going to play another clip later, but she was noncommittal. She's going to seize on that. One guy's already seized on it. Many other people will. Donald Trump's going to seize on it, I guarantee you. They are afraid to have Bernie Sanders as their candidate. It's just the truth. And I'll prove it. There was a... who was it? A young lady did a clip on it. They were talking about Bernie Sanders, and I forget her name, but she actually said, I don't think Bernie can win in the general election. But I'll get back to that. So Bernie Sanders makes that comment, and I think it was Jake Tapper. Jake Tapper is like, Bernie, you sure about this? And here's the clip.
Applause for the answer. My follow-up question goes to this being like you're writing an opposition ad against you by saying you think the Boston Marathon bomber should vote not after he pays his debt to society, but while he's in jail. You sure about that?
Well, Chris, I think I have written many 30-second opposition ads throughout my life. This will be just another one. But I do believe, look, you know, this is what I believe. Do you believe in democracy? Do you believe that every single American 18 years of age or older who's an American citizen has the right to vote? Once you start chipping away at that, believe me, that's what our Republican governors all over this country are doing. They come up with all kinds of excuses why people of color, young people, poor people can't vote. And I will do everything I can to resist it. This is a democracy. We've got to expand that democracy. And I believe every single person does have the right to vote.
Every American, 18 years of age or older, every American. Now, sounds like, ooh, Bernie's talking about Americans, right? I said it earlier. He's not. What Bernie sees as an open borders guy is anybody who gets into the country is an American. Now, pardon me, he goes on to say, got something in my throat. So I go back to Bernie talking about how we're disenfranchising other people. And here, I love how they go into this. They say, well, the Republicans, they want to disenfranchise minorities. That's a lie. I would any leftist that believes that nonsense, I would love to have you explain to me how the Republicans have done this, because I can give you at least four ways that the Democrats disenfranchise minorities. They did it with poll taxes, making poor people pay. He says they want to disenfranchise the poor. I can show you how the Democrats did it in the same example. Because most of the minorities in the 1960s were poor. I remember my grandparents making the statement, honey, my grandmother saying to my grandfather, honey, we got to go pay our poll taxes. And I remember thinking, what's a poll tax? Like, why are they taxing polls? So I was thinking, like, you know, telephone poles. But I didn't know what they were talking about, but I remember my grandmother distinctly and my grandfather going, okay, well, I'll go down there and take care of it. And they'd go pay. It was like $4 to pay a tax so you could vote. Democrat legislation. So everything Bernie Sanders is talking about, nobody's pushed back on him to say, wait a minute, who are you talking about here? So they want to disenfranchise. Listen to what they say. They want to disenfranchise women. They want to disenfranchise minorities. They want to disenfranchise blah, blah, blah. And then what Bernie doesn't tell you is they don't want us to franchise, which is what the real issue is. they and think how clever it is to make us look like the boogeyman for the things that they did, then go, well, they don't want to franchise these other people, these illegals. I mean, we want to talk about a branding in a marketing coup. The Democrats have done it. But as soon as somebody is able to push back and say, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Those are your laws. So what you've done is you've done exactly what you said against minorities and poor people and women. You've done that. And then you now want to bring in more people to dilute their votes. And you want to make yourselves look all magnanimous, like you're something, ooh, look at how good we are. It's unbelievable. So this is where we are. When we come back, and we got a little bit more time here, but I won't have time to play this clip. But I want to play it because this guy, I'm going to have to figure out how to pronounce his name because, anyway, he talks about what Sanders did because he was asked essentially the same question and he gives comment on that. But now what I want you to hear what I want you to get out of this is watch how they're now starting to turn on each other. And really the campaign season's not in full swing. Now that was a debate. It wasn't really a debate. It was an interview. What I saw looked like an interview. Once a candidate came out, they asked him the same questions. And he answered the questions, and then they went away. So it's not a debate. But in the framing of it, you start to see the rifts. And I outlined it earlier telling you, you know, some of them were for letting criminals vote. Sanders was letting them vote even if they're when they're in prison, they should vote. And others were like, no, once they get out, which, by the way, I happen to agree with. If you serve your time and you're out, you should have a vote again. You know, I would hope our system corrects you in some way. Now, that has a whole other ball of, you know, yarn to unwind when you talk about how well the prison system, you know, makes people. Are they good people when they come out, et cetera? That's a whole other discussion. But I think they should be able to vote once you've served your time. But you certainly shouldn't vote while you're in prison. Anyway, I got to take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
This race so far has been relatively polite, but as Joe Biden gets in, number one, he has to deal with that. You trust me, you don't know these guys. But listen to Pete Buttigieg kind of take a shot at Bernie Sanders here.
I think the sense of anger and disaffection that comes from seeing that the numbers are fine, like unemployment's low, like all that, like you said, GDP's growing, and yet a lot of neighborhoods and families are living like this recovery never even happened. They're stuck. It just kind of turns you against the system in general, and then you're more likely to want to vote to blow up the system, which could lead you to somebody like Bernie, and it could lead you to somebody like Trump. And that's how we got where we are.
Yeah, I mean, he's offering caution against Bernie Sanders, and, you know, Bernie Sanders is raising a ton of money right now. He really energizes the far left wing of the Democratic base. But the problem here is, you know, if he were to win a primary, you know, can he win a general election?
Allow me to answer that for you, leftists. No. Bernie can't win a general election. He's as toxic as Hillary. Everybody wants to make it blow. You know, Bernie could have beaten Donald Trump. Bernie, in his dreams. And Joe Biden's going to come into the mix. Maybe he's in it now. And he's not going to beat Trump. I mean, it's a joke that these people actually believe that this is a possibility. It really is a joke. Now, it doesn't mean you let your hair down because, or, you know, let your guard down, not your hair. But you don't let your guard down because leftists, they've proven there is no limit to the depths they will sink in order to get to you. No limit. So, you know, you don't drop your guard for any reason. Anyway, the critical thing there is he's taking a shot at him. Now, whatever his name is, he's got pretty much some good ammunition to go at Bernie, and he was asked the very same question in this, and I'm going to call it a debate, even though it wasn't technically a debate, but I'm going to let you hear what the question was asked and how he framed that. So that battle's already beginning. And Bernie Sanders, I'm telling you, he went a long way to not have, I mean, I think he blew it anyway, because Bernie's not the right candidate. I don't know how you guys feel about him, but I see Bernie standing on stage and he wants to look like he's vibrant and he talks, you know, big game and we're going to do this and Donald Trump. But at the end of the day, you know what he looks like? He looks like a tired old man. A tired old white man, which isn't going to help. But anyway, here's this guy, the mayor, Pete. I don't know how to say his last name, but here he is talking about, asked the same question as Sanders.
Before we go to the audience, one more question. Senator Sanders earlier this evening said he's in favor of felons being able to vote even while serving their prison terms. He was asked specifically about people like the Boston Marathon bomber, people convicted of sexual assault, rape and other things, pedophiles. He said the right to vote is inherent to our democracy, yes, even for terrible people. Senator Kamala Harris just said we should have that conversation. She didn't really answer one way or another. What do you think? Should people convicted of sexual assault, of the Boston Marathon bomber, should they be able to vote?
While incarcerated?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I do believe that when you are out, when you have served your sentence, then part of being restored to society is that you are part of the political life of this nation again. And one of the things that needs to be restored is your right to vote. As you know, some states and communities do it, some don't. I think we'd be a better country if everybody did it. And frankly, I think the motivations for preventing that kind of reenfranchisement in some cases have to do with one side of the aisle noticing that they politically benefit from that.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Let that sink in just a little bit. Both candidates, both Democrats, are saying the Republicans want to squash the vote. Now, I'll tell you this. Republicans I'm one of these people. If you're in prison, I don't want you voting. Particularly murderers, that's what the ones that get me. The murderers are the ones that I say, you've taken away somebody's right to vote. You shouldn't have one. Now, you could argue, well, Kevin, what about the guy who was an embezzler? You know, should he have the right to vote? The right to vote gives you sort of a sacred thing that says, I'm a good citizen. I'm looking at things through the eyes of legality. And I think that's the reason that people look at that situation a little bit more. But I have no problem whether you embezzle or whatever, saying you don't get to vote until you're out of prison. Now, you could build a prison industrial complex so that nobody could vote. But that's why I say once you're out of prison, you should be able to vote. Even if you're a murderer, you should be able to vote. That's just my personal opinion. I don't care whether you agree with it or not. But I believe if you've served your time and society has indeed said, okay, you paid for that particular debt, you get back into, you know, regular population, you should have the rights of a citizen. You should be able to find work, etc. I mean, it's amazing to me the laws that are so restrictive once you've done something. Now, if you look at it through the you know, pristine eyes and say, well, Kevin, I've never done anything, and, you know, I shouldn't lose, you know, I've got all my rights, but I've never done anything. Well, good for you, goody two-shoes. I would just contend that you probably just didn't get caught at everything that you did wrong. There's a handful of people that have never done anything wrong. It's like most of my friends. Most of my friends have driven drunk. Most of them have. So don't act like when somebody gets a DUI, oh my God, you got a DUI, DWI. Really? You got lucky and didn't get one. So don't get too sanctimonious over this stuff. You know, so let me give you a good example of how the Democrats are doing it. Nobody's talking about it. If you have any spousal abuse, I'm talking about they come to your home, your spouse grabbed you by the arm, male or female, and they can see a mark, you know, where they held your arm or a scratch where the person yanked away. You're going to jail for a class C misdemeanor. You can never own a gun the way the law is now written. And by the way, if it happened in 1986, because that law got passed like in, I don't know, year 2000 or something, year 1998 or whatever it was, it's retroactive. It's retroactive. I've never heard of a law being retroactive. Now, the reason why you can't argue against it is because if you're in the NRA doesn't even argue against it. You want to know why? Because some people are vicious spousal abusers and have killed their spouses. You know, you've heard the horror stories. But there are other people who, as I use the example of a woman, because I watched this on Cops. She slapped her husband, and the minute her hand came down, police were putting her in cuffs. Now, she slapped him because he was sleeping with her best friend or something like that. I don't remember the details. But she can no longer own a gun for that reason. Now, I'm not telling you she should have slapped him, but the reason it was on TV, she had every reason to be mad, but she never should have slapped him. But that alone means she can't own a gun. Now, if she slapped him in 1970, and that Class C misdemeanor, if they considered that a spousal abuse at the time, which they probably wouldn't have in the 70s, but if they did, it was retroactive. Everybody. So if you pled out and said, okay, great, I slapped, you know, I did this, or I did stop you from leaving the house, or whatever. It could be a minor infraction. You are now a spousal abuser who cannot own a gun. And the NRA won't fight it. So the Democrats will take away your rights on the things that they want, but then they will accuse, that's a Democrat issue there. But then they say, oh, the Republicans are the ones who want to take away your rights. I'll have this argument with them anytime, anywhere. I know what I'm talking about. This is pathetic. So, look, I don't know. I have no other clips from this debate. I didn't watch whatever you want to call it, because it was individual people coming out. They had Bernie Sanders come out, ask questions, and Kamala Harris come out, ask questions, Cory Booker, whatever. I don't know who made it. I know this mayor was there. I know Kamala Harris, and I know Bernie Sanders. Was everybody else present? I don't know. I'm presuming. I don't know if they trotted out all 18, 19, 25 Democrats, and they all got a series of questions. But in that series of questions, you learned a lot about the Democrats. You learned a lot about the infighting. You learned a lot about how they're going to go to market, so to speak, to convince the American public that they're the best candidates. And it's not good. If I'm on the Trump campaign and I'm looking at that, I'm already building up my war chest of things to go after these people on. And what was most interesting about Butterface is that he's towing the party line on this. And at some point, if the Republicans push back, that's a huge backfire for Democrats. So if I were a strategist working on the campaign, I would be looking at ads that prove that the Democrats are the ones who disenfranchise. That's number one. Number two, I'd prove to you that the Democrats are the people who want to go so far, it's certainly Bernie Sanders, is to let criminals vote who have wronged you. I mean, can you imagine embezzlers voting on financial issue and then electing the guy that's going to give them the ability to continue to embezzle when they get out? That's the slippery slope.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.